And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, August 4th edition. We've got an eight-game slate on tap for you for your Thursday. There's three games early. If you have any questions, hit me up on Twitter at BDintric or join us in the free Fantasy Degens Discord to help you out, get that three-game lineup situated for you. Hope you guys enjoyed your Wednesday, the day games and the evening games. Lots and lots of fun around the diamond. Juan Soto just erupted in. He didn't do a lot, but the stadium erupted. We saw Brandon Drury hit his grand slam in his first at-bat. Snell dealt. Urias got the job done in the evening. Garrett Cole got lit up in the morning. Bieber got the job done. If you faded Cole and went Bieber, you did well. But lots and lots of fun, as we could come to expect on a full day of baseball action. If you give the podcast a rate and review on iTunes, I'd appreciate it. And if you're watching on YouTube, give it the old thumbs up and leave a comment in the comment section. That always helps as well. If you like season-long fantasy baseball, go check out Benched with Bubba coming at you twice this week. Tuesday with Bubba on the Bat Flip. Wednesday had Carlos Marcano on to recap the trade deadline and talk about his wonderful specs and Q boards metrics. But enough of that. Let's get into the Thursday slate. Like I said, eight games on tap for you. Totals, Nats, Phillies, 9. Syndergaard supposed to make his debut for the Phils. Astros, Guardians, 7.5. Braves, Mets, 8. Rays, Tigers, 8. Jays, Twins, 8. Cubs, Cardinals, 7.5. White Sox, Rangers, 8.5. Royals, Red Sox, 9. So a couple nines in there. Got a couple good pitchers and a lot of offense to attack with. The pitching on this slate, Justin Verlander, 10-4 at the Cleveland Indians. Verlander has been outstanding, 20-plus points in 5-6 straight starts, 7-8 of his last 9. He has been great. The strikeouts have been there. He's going 6-plus innings in every start. Does face Cleveland, who's been pesky as pesky can be, only striking out 18% of the time over the last month versus righties, hitting .284, the .141 ISO, and a .118 WRC+. So Cleveland could be a contrarian angle on the slate. Verlander still in a great spot. Good cash game pitcher with some tournament upside as well. Alec Manoah always brings that tournament appeal at $9,600. Like, he got beat up by Detroit his last time out, but three absolute gems prior to that at Boston, against Kansas City, at Seattle. Goes up against a Minnesota team who's swinging decent bats, not world beaters, but decent bats. They are striking out 21% of the time versus righties this past month with a .118 WRC+. So you can use Manoah in tournaments if you want. Not sure I trust him quite so much in cash. Other options, somehow Johnny Cueto keeps getting it done. He's $8,700. Didn't get it done his last two starts, though, so that's good. I'll probably look to keep fading the Johnny Cueto wagon with some Texas bats. Nick Pivetta is interesting, coming off another rough start after he had a really good one against Cleveland. The reason why he's interesting is he's facing Kansas City, and Kansas City has been getting just pummeled since the All-Star break. No Whit Merrifield now. They're looking bad. They're striking out 23.5% of the time over the past month. And it's just been a rough few games for the Royals. So Pivetta's in tournament play at $8,200. I'm still not super comfortable with him, but he's in play. I'd rather go Noah Syndergaard at 76 versus the Washington Nationals. I know Dyer's got some great stats in the Discord to fade Syndergaard, and I don't oppose it if you want, but I like Syndergaard a lot. He's got a great floor in these matchups. He's going 5-plus innings, limiting the damage, getting the strikeouts, facing a depleted Washington Nationals team, a Nationals team that is striking out around 20% of the time versus righties. That number is going to keep going up without Soto and Bell there. A 78 WRC+ versus righties this past month. Again, that number is going to get worse as well. So a Syndergaard-Verlander cash game mix is very, very much on the table. Jeffrey Springs at $7,100 has my attention. It's just a matter of can he go deep enough into the game. At his price point versus Detroit, not bad. We do like the Tigers versus left-handed pitching, though, so keep that in mind. Your value on this slate is Jose Quintana at $6,700. He's been just really, really good this season, and I don't understand this price point. Quintana making his Cardinals debut at home against the Chicago Cubs. The Cubs team striking out nearly 28% of the time versus left-handed pitching, .200 average, 83 WRC+ this past month. So Quintana, you can almost put Quintana in cash. Like, it's that way to go if you want. So for me, pitching on this slate, I love Verlander. I think he's a great play. Manoah in tournaments is okay. Pivetta if you're feeling really frisky, but Syndergaard's a good look for you. And then Quintana. In reality, my single entry will probably go Quintana and Verlander. Probably a popular combo, but in a single entry or even cash games, I don't mind it much at all. All right, let's talk about the bats, as we have plenty of them. If you are fading Pivetta, Salvi Perez has been crushing baseballs since returning from the IL, so you can look at him at 5,000 or just look to save some cash. JT Realmuto is only 300 cheaper, but going up against Paulo Espino, who we love to attack for his pitch-to-contact skills, JTR is 4,700. Cheaper down the board, though, Christian Vasquez is 43 versus Zach Plesac. Plesac pitches to a lot of contact as well, so some good looks there for Houston. Going below 4K now, It's not as luxurious as it once was. Let's put it that way. Yadi Molina at $2,600 versus Drew Smyly is a decent value. If Yan Gomes gets a start and you're fading Quintana, he's 24. Don't hate it. I played Sandy Leon on Saturday or on Wednesday. Yeah, he put up a nice night. He's $2,200 tonight against Alek Manoah. I like Manoah a lot, but just a punt with a guy like that, I don't hate it at all. First base position for you, Goldie at 61 is really solid versus Drew Smyly, but some cheaper options for you. Jose Abreu versus the lefty Reagans for Texas at 49. Vaughn's there too. Vaughn's got outfield eligibility again, which makes things nice because now you can play him and Abreu. Since the All-Star break, Vaughn's been first base only. Abreu went deep on Wednesday. I told you I liked him over Vaughn on Wednesday. Both great plays. I prefer Abreu still. He's cheaper and overall the better hitter. So good looks for both of them in their matchups. Rhys Hoskins, only 4K. That's a great discount against Paolo Espino. It is Manoah, but Jose Miranda's been very, very productive. He's first base, third base eligible at 3,800. Some other cheap options for you, though. Nathaniel Lowe, I keep saying he's $3,200 versus Cueto. I like that a lot. This could be a Bobby Dalbec night. He's first base, third base eligible. You got the lefty Chris Bubik, who's been really bad on the mound. Dalbec's $3,100 in tournaments. Love some Trey Boo Boo. He went deep for us on Wednesday, and he had a price decrease. He's first base outfield eligible at 3K versus Plesac. If you want another cheapie, first base has some value here. It started with Rhys Hoskins at 4. If you don't want to use Hoskins, Derek Hall from Philadelphia is $3,000. So he's a nice little value piece for you as well. And then as usual, we'll slide on down to the 2K range. And you got Nick Prato at $2,000 versus Nick Pivetta if you just want to punt the whole thing. Second base, you got Altuve at 54, which is fine. Don't mind Brandon Lau at 5K. I wish it wasn't in Detroit, though, but it's an interesting tournament play going up against the righty Hutchinson. Going down to the low 4Ks and beyond, though, if you are fading Verlander, Andrés Giménez at 4K is a very good tournament play in his matchup. Other than that, it's a second base is a rough one today. Orlando Arcia potentially not in love with it, but he's 2,500. I'm probably paying up for Altuve, maybe Marcus Semien at $4,700. That's kind of where things are looking at this point in time. Third base position for you here, J Ram at 58 is just fine, but I like Arenado at 54 quite a bit against Drew Smyly. He loves himself a lefty, and I don't mind Rafael Devers at 52 against Bubic. Chapman can be a nice tournament play at 5K versus Sonny Gray, who's been having trouble putting batters away. So that could be a good spot for you. If you're playing some Houston bats, Bregman's only $4,800 for a bit of a discount as well. Cheaper options, again, if you're not using Quintana, Patrick Wisdom's only 42, and he's been having a great week or so, definitely showing some improvements. But Alec Baum playing very, 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 very well over the last month. He's $3,900 versus Espino, so Philadelphia's got some value, which is going to make for some chalky builds, I have a feeling, but really good builds. Look at Aledmys Diaz for Houston. Third base outfield eligible at $3,400. He's hitting like fifth or sixth in that Houston lineup, even against right-handed pitching. Jaime Candelario hits lefties fine. He's $3,200. Mentioned Bobby Dalbec at 31. So some nice value at the corner infield. First and third base both have some nice value for you on the slate. Shortstop position, Timmy Anderson at $5,200 versus Reagans is very, very nice. Corey Seager at 5K versus Cueto, I like quite a bit. Mentioned Semien earlier. Amed Rosario went deep on Tuesday if you're looking to fade Verlander. Bo Bichette's down to 44 because he's struggling, but I get it. If you're fading Syndergaard, Luis Garcia's 3K, and that is a very good value if you're fading Noah Syndergaard in that matchup. Outfield position for you, you got Jordan Alvarez at 5,900. That is a great play versus Plesac. Really, really good play. Lubob at 55 versus Reagan. Schwarbaum's at 53 might be my favorite play above 5K. Schwarbaum's against Espino at $5,300 in Citizens Bank is a very, very strong look for us tonight. Going down below 5K now, you got Teoscar, who's been heating up quite a bit. He's 4,600. Eloy Jimenez is on fire actually since the All-Star break. He's $4,300 versus Reagans. That's a good value for some Eloy Jimenez. Maybe JD Martinez gets going against the lefty Bubik. He's only $4,300. You're getting a bit of a JD discount due to the struggles of late. Going down below 4K now, you got Lourdes Gurriel's in play, Aledmys Diaz, who we talked about. Some other cheapies here. Nick Castellanos is down to 3,200. He has first home run since June. Just hit his first home run since June. So Casty at 32 is a very nice value against Paolo Espino. Got our boy Leody Tavares at 31. He's slumping. I get it. Great price point, though, against Johnny Cueto. Our boy Trey Boo Boo is only 3K. Love that. Like I said, at first base outfield eligible. Below 3K, Brandon Marsh is $2,900. He's been horrible this year, but maybe the new scenery, new lineup, and against Paolo Espino, that can't hurt. So maybe that's a good upgrade there for Brandon Marsh. Other than that, you might have some cheap Nats with your Hernandezes and company if you so choose, but not a ton jumping out to me unless we see something when lineups are released. Recapping your pitching, 8-game slate and outdone. Quick one here, Verlander at 10-4. Don't mind Manoah in tournaments. Pivetta if you're feeling real frisky, but Syndergaard at 76 and Quintana at 67. Verlander and Quintana is probably where I'm planting my flags at this point in time. Stacking things up, Philadelphia versus Spino is a great stack and very affordable. Very, very affordable. So I like that a lot. Houston versus Plesac, I will be looking to target as well. A few other ones for you here. Don't mind Tampa Bay versus Hutchinson. It's just there's better ballparks to target right now. Toronto versus Sonny Gray isn't the worst thing either. I like St. Louis versus Drew Smyly quite a bit. I love the White Sox tonight, and Boston is in play. So mainly Philadelphia, Houston, and Boston are our main looks, but you can make arguments for a lot of stacks on this slate, a lot of stacks. So we'll see what happens when all the dust settles and lineups get released for this fun 8-game slate on a Thursday. All right, if you got any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDNtrick. Check out the podcast and give it a rate and review on iTunes. Join us in the Free Fantasy Degens Discord. Give it the old thumbs up on YouTube. But more importantly, good luck to you on Thursday. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, August 4th edition. I'm out.